Carla chatted with the two men about mutual scientific acquaintances, and then Maria came over and took her by the arm.
Let me show you where you'll be staying.
She led the way to one of the smaller buildings, and they stepped inside the dim and musty interior.
I must compliment you. You had our Japanese friends eating out of your hand when you brought up their affiliations.
It was easy. Once I had their names, I looked them up on the internet. I saw their pictures and read about their background. I think my charm was lost on Sergei, though. Maria let out a whooping laugh.
My husband is a good man at heart, or I would have gotten rid of him a long time ago, but he can be a toad sometimes, especially when it comes to women, and his ego is like a big balloon.
I read about the both of you as well. He doesn't have half the scientific credentials you have.
Yes, but he's got the political connections, and that's what counts. He will respect you for standing up to him. But if you don't mind flattering the old man, he'll be eating out of your hand, too. He's really quite insecure, and I do it all the time.
Maria led the way back to where the other scientists were gathered outside the large building. Addressing Carla in a stern voice, Arbatov said,
You have arrived on the island at a very awkward or fortunate time, depending on you.
I don't understand.
We have taken a vote. Arbatov said in a stern voice. We have decided to bring you into our confidence. But first, you must swear not to divulge what you have seen to anyone, now or later, without the express consent of the members of this expedition.
I appreciate that, Carla said, but I don't understand. Carla glanced at Maria for help. Arbatov gestured toward the shed, whose thick wooden door was flanked by the Japanese men. They looked like sculptures on an Asian temple. At the signal from the Russian, Sato opened the door and swept his arm in the air, inviting her to step inside. Everyone was smiling. For a moment, Carla wondered if she had blundered into a den of lunatics who had been driven mad by the Arctic isolation, but she tentatively stepped forward and entered the big shed. The atmosphere was far less musty than her sleeping quarters, and she detected an animal barn-like odor. Its source was a tangle of brownish-red fur that lay on the table, illuminated by the generator-powered floodlights. She took another step closer and began to make out details. The creature looked as if it were sleeping. She half expected the eyes to pop open or the tail or short trunk to twitch. Lying in front of her, as lifelike as it must have looked 20,000 years ago, was the most perfectly preserved baby mammoth she had ever seen. Jordan Gant was like a chimera, the mythical Greek monster of antiquity that was an assemblage of different incongruous parts. He was as disciplined as a fasting monk, and he projected an ascetic air, but the black tailored suit and matching turtleneck that emphasized his pale skin and silver hair cost more than many people make in a week. His Washington office on Massachusetts Avenue was Spartan compared to the luxurious lairs of the other high-powered foundations in the neighborhood. Yet he owned a palatial Virginia farmhouse, a stable of horses, and a garage full of fast cars. He had made a fortune off multinational investments. But he was the director of an organization whose stated goal was to hobble corporations like those that made him rich. Gant was wearing his most congenial facade as he sat in his office talking to Irving Sacker, a middle-aged man with jowls and thinning black hair. With their manicured fingernails, respectable haircuts, and conservative suits, Sacker and the other three attorneys from his influential Washington law firm looked as if Georgetown Law School had punched them out of legal dough with a cookie cutter. Although they differed in facial features and physiques, they all had the sharp-eyed expressions of hunting raptors, ready to swoop down on a legal technicality. "I see that you've brought along the casework and discs, as I requested," Gant said.